The head of Illinois' Emergency Management Agency has a question.
How do you really compare human suffering?
This is Jonathan Munkin. He admits it's a trick question, but really.
What's the worst disaster to ever impact anyone in the United States?
Clearly I'm flummoxed.
It's the one that destroyed my house.
Not his house, but you get Munkin's point. The worst disaster is the one that impacts you. Whether it's the flash flooding along the Mississippi River in 2011 or the tornadoes that wreaked havoc throughout central Illinois in November.
So the hard part is what you don't want to do is get into a situation where you're actually trying to compare human suffering.
And yet, in a way, that's exactly what the Federal Emergency Management Agency does. When a disaster hits, a disaster big enough communities believe they can't pay for its aftermath alone, they join with the state to request assistance from FEMA. FEMA has to decide if it'll grant that help. And to make that determination, the agency relies mostly on a formula. There are a lot of factors, but a big one is if a state meets a per capita threshold. Basically, FEMA figures a state can chip in $1.36 per resident. As the fifth most populous state in the U.S., that means the threshold Illinois needs to meet to qualify for assistance, $17.8 million of damage, is the fifth highest. Again, Munkin.
In the eyes of the federal government, that means that Illinois has the fifth most resources as a state to be able to help local communities recover from these types of disasters.
Never mind that Illinois is struggling financially, and no matter where in Illinois the disaster hits, racking up that amount of damage would be easy, say, if a tornado hit a heavily populated area like Chicago, not so much if a tornado touches down in a small town.
So it basically means that barring some apocalyptic level event within a small community, it's almost impossible to have a small community disaster in Illinois that gets to the threshold for federal assistance.
Which is why observers say FEMA turned down Illinois' request for public assistance following the November tornadoes. They left 8 people dead and destroyed 2,500 homes, more than 1,000 in Washington, just outside Peoria.
I'll show you what we're faced with.
Mayor Gary Menier takes me from his office. That's just off the picturesque square downtown, which went unscathed, to the north side of Washington.
Yeah, to the right here is pretty
devastated. Those are down trees. It looks like a giant just ripped them in two.
Right, and all the homes are gone. They've been cleaned up. And
so those were homes right
absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. Those are, and it came in, Georgetown Apartments right back there, and you see it came across a golf course.
Oh,
and then there was a house on each side here.
The tornado took out this subdivision. Block after block, it's empty, like nothing was ever there. Save for a few clues, there's an overflowing dumpster, a brick fireplace, alone in the middle of an open field.
Sad. Every time I go there, it just breaks my heart. Our first home was down here on the corner.
The way Mayor Menier sees it, Washington and other downstate communities are being punished by FEMA because they're in the same state as Chicago. To be clear, nearly immediately after the tornado hit, FEMA was on the ground helping. The federal government has spent $26 million in direct private assistance, which is huge for survivors. That means grants or loans to help residents who lost their homes pay for an apartment or clothes, or to help a small business make repairs. But FEMA's denial of public assistance means Washington will not get money to help pay for damages to community property, torn up streets, tons of debris removal. The tab is more than half the city's annual budget.
I've never seen such extensive tornado damage, and to believe that this does not qualify under some federal formula is just hard to understand.
Dick Durbin is Illinois' senior U.S. senator.
Had this occurred in a more sparsely populated state, a rural state, there's no doubt that FEMA under its formula would have made the payment.
Durbin, a Democrat, and Illinois' other U.S. senator, Republican Mark Kirk, want FEMA to change the formula. There's also a bipartisan effort in the U.S. House from Illinois' congressional delegation.
We think there should be more emphasis on the local assessable tax base. I think they ought to take a look at the median income, the people who live in the area, the poverty rate as well. So zero in on the area affected rather than looking at averages for a state as large as Illinois.
FEMA won't comment on pending legislation, but it's not the first time Durbin has tried for that change. In 2012, FEMA denied both private and public assistance to Illinois after a tornado struck down Harrisburg in southern Illinois. But Durbin's attempt at a fix never advanced.
Well, we didn't follow through. You don't think it's ever going to happen again, and it just did. So now we have to be more systematic. We have to take a look at the FEMA determinations and see how many other states and communities have gone through this same experience.
So far, nobody outside of Illinois has signed on to either of the new versions. Bourbon's office says he's looking to find sponsors from states in similar positions in Illinois, Texas, maybe Ohio. In the meantime, Illinois is appealing its denial for the November tornadoes. The revised application says the damage topped $21 million statewide, surpassing that threshold. FEMA will only say the preliminary request was denied because it determined the state and local governments were capable of handling recovery efforts. The agency says the appeal is under review. I'm Amanda Finicky.